on Triple J.
This is 2013.
Richard Kingswell with you tonight on 2013. Up in just a moment, as it is Oz Music Month, the rising star this week, which I'm going to showcase on 2013. I'm going to do this each and every Sunday night throughout November. We had Jeremy Neal on the program last Sunday night. The Brisbane musician, which I've got coming in just a moment on 2013, is responsible for this beautiful song. On Triple J tonight, I'd like to welcome into 2013 Danny Harley, who is the guy behind the Kite String Tangle, and what a year he has had in the music world. Danny, nice to meet you and thanks for coming in. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Thanks for having me.
It's been a very good year, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been unreal, man. Very, very strange.
The first indication of the song Given the Chance being a big hit was when for you? When did you realise that the song was going to start resonating and start to get an awful lot of SoundCloud plays?
It sort of got blogged and then just continuously got blogged by different blogs, and the plays just sort of gradually kept building and building. I think there was one day where I woke up and saw that I had 50,000 plays the previous day in one day, and I was just like, what is going on there? This is insane.
And really, you had just put the song out there. Had you done any campaigning? Had you sort of start to talk the tracks up to anyone, or was it just a natural process?
In the blog world, it was very, very natural. It sort of, I think one guy blogged it on Indie Shuffle, and then it went nuts from there.
Listen, you've actually given us an early version of the track, so I just want to sort of talk over the top of it now, because I'm curious to find out a little bit more about how the song sort of came together, because it's elaborately produced, I think so anyway. It's got a wonderful texture in there. There's all these great sounds, and of course the singing is just spot on. So this is kind of like a real early version of the track. Okay, so this sound to start with, that little sound is so great. That was in the early version. Where'd you get that sound from?
I went through a bit of a phase of playing with sampling. So I used to be like quite against it and did a lot of sort of synth stuff and really organic drum sounds and samples. But I went through a stage of sampling like, you know, bizarre audio and then contorting it in a way where it was unrecognizable, and it results in all these different textures that you would never sort of dial up on a synth.
Can you remember what you sampled to get that sort of wonderful sound? It sounds like something electronic bouncing downstairs.
Do you know what? I have no idea. I'd have to go back through my thing, but I remember for this song in particular, there was so much stuff. I have my own little sample library of, just field recordings and stuff, which I use sometimes. And then I used all sorts of stuff from just random samples and loops and entire songs and all sorts of stuff. Just sort of mangled and...
I can hear, as we're hearing this song in the background as well, I mean, the formation of the track, how many months of work went into the track to get it to this stage?
So this was obviously an early version, but it's, like you can hear, the verse has no lyrics, I don't think. It's just sort of
away. Yeah, it sounds like you're ad-libbing a lot of the lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, this was sort of one of a couple of tracks that I sent through to my booking agent to see what his thoughts were on the next single, and he went with this one straight away. He was like, this is good, you know, develop this. And yeah, it kind of stayed stale for me at this point for about a month or two, and then finally I did this like weird resampling thing which made that the chorus like really sort of impactful, which you don't hear here. It's really like sort of lackluster.
Well, I wouldn't call it lackluster. Maybe it's because I know how it ended up. It still sounds good to the ear. But you just added what? An extra level of dynamics to it?
Well, it's sort of... I did this thing called resampling, which is basically like almost taking the entire track and sampling that and using that as a sample. And so it sort of has that like choppy, really like full-on, full-frequency impact on certain hits throughout the chorus.
Wow.
It sort of changed the track entirely for me.
Yeah, and then the singing, you got obviously more confident, you got the lyrics down, the melody became a lot stronger with the singing. Did you find with the singing, sort of ad-libbing it and finding what melody worked on top of the music was just trial and error?
Definitely. I mean, melodies aren't that difficult. They come fairly naturally, but this song was completely different. It took oh man, it was a sleepless night in the studio. It was like, yeah, a lot of trial and error. And then I was just taking out the best bits that I liked of certain takes and sort of compiled that all into a verse and then got comfortable with those, that sort of mashup of the best bits.
If you could tally up the amount of hours that went into the making of that track from beginning to end, can you estimate?
Oh, hours.
I know. Probably, you're correct.
Probably, yeah.
Put a figure before it now.
Probably like 50, maybe. 50 to 100, I reckon. It was a long process.
Do you still like the song?
Sometimes. I hate listening to it on radio, but I love playing it, actually, and seeing the way people react to it is really nice.
Do you mess around with it live?
A little bit. There's sort of a few different synth sounds and because some of it I'm playing with sort of sticks on pads and whatnot, so it naturally changes a little bit. But, you know, I don't extend it to an 8-minute sort of Pink Floyd psychedelic version or anything.
You don't go nuts on the pads at the end? You don't do a drum solo and sort of really sort of extend out that drumming at the end?
Well, no, not yet.
You will.
If I was Phil Collins.
You might get there eventually. Listen, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm going to play the song, the finished version, in full right now. There's a lot more I want to talk to you about Kite String Tangle and about where you're heading with your music, but let's hear this track. It is Given the Chance. It's been such a hit on SoundCloud and also on Triple J. We're speaking to the guy who is the Kite String Tangle, Danny Harley. So, Danny, sit tight, put your fingers in your ears. Here's your own song right now on Triple J. Okay, so that is basically all of you. Because you know what? When I hear Given the Chance, I can actually hear a band playing it. I know you come from a band background, but I can really sort of see a live drummer on stage with you. Do you think the Kite String Tangle will develop into a live outfit which includes more players than just yourself?
I definitely want to do that. It's something I've sort of always assumed would happen since the beginning. It was very tempting to be a one-person act at the start because it's sort of like you have the freedom of cheap travel and you can sort of get your music out to more people, essentially, with less costs. So it's kind of nice. And then I'm reaching a stage now where I can then entertain the idea of expanding to a larger group. And that's something I definitely want to do, especially like coming from a band background. And even in my production, I think it's very full and it's hard to stand behind, you know, a table of samplers and stuff and feel okay about it.
Well, it puts a lot of pressure on you as a performer, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sort of octopus arming and got sort of like just trying to do as much as possible just to make myself feel okay.
You need to outsource.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we'll talk about Pigeon in just a moment. I'm speaking to Danny Harley, who is the guy behind the Kite String Tangle. We discovered Given the Chance via Unearthed. It's also had, do you know how many plays it's had now on SoundCloud?
I think it's 550,000.
It's over 550,000. Yes, you are getting up every morning still and checking, aren't you?
It hasn't got old yet.
No, but it's a phenomenal response to such a great track. And Danny is with us tonight on Triple J. So let's talk. I mean, Pigeon is the Brisbane band that you've been with. Are they still active? Are you going to continue both side by side?
Yeah, we're still active. We have a new song coming out, actually, very soon.
So how are you going to work it? How are you going to divide your time between the two?
Right now, we're sort of just splitting it equally, and Pigeon and Kite String both sort of have a six-month plan ahead of us. So it's just sort of working cleverly and making those work side by side. It doesn't mean I'm a very busy man, but but I mean, that's I kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, Pigeon have been knocking around on the Brisbane scene for a while. Have the other members of the band just been so blown out by what you've managed to achieve with the Kite String Tangle in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we went on our tour, like, when I got added to Triple J, we were on tour, and we sort of had the whole time to, like a month of just sort of watching this track blow up and having the comparison to sort of what we've been doing as well, you know, putting in the such a hard slog with PR and whatnot. To see it just happen so organically and so quickly was pretty bizarre. Yeah, and we're all sort of blown away, including myself.
It's an exciting time, but obviously it makes it very competitive as well. You're one of the players now on the Australian scene. Are you confident with the future and what you might be able to do after this point?
Yeah, I mean, it is a competitive scene, but I'm excited by it more because there's no set way of doing anything. The whole thing's limitless.
Everyone's looking for that sort of new sound or the new tempo, or the new twist on what people have done before. That sort of makes it exciting, but it also puts the pressure on you guys to not come up with the same idea time and time again.
Yeah, I totally get that. I think the key there, or what I'm going to try and do is try to not be influenced that much by, you know, what people want to hear or what I think I should be doing, and just sort of do what comes naturally and hope people like it.
Yeah. Listen, let's just have a listen to this for a moment and we'll come back and talk just a little bit more. People will no doubt recognise the song, but they won't recognise this version maybe.
Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form. Should we pull our little we care? We're so happy. Even when we're smiling, go down to the tennis court, talk it up like, yeah, pretty soon.
So is that a little bit of a tip of the hat and just sort of showing admiration to Lorde and what she's achieved so far? Are you just massively in love with that track?
Yeah, I actually, that track's fairly inspiring for me. Like, to see Lorde's success, it sort of made me have a second look at her music. And I think the beauty of her music is purely in song form. Like, when you take it to its rawest level, they're just fantastic songs. Like, no matter how they were produced, like, they were always going to be a good song.
Her story is so fascinating too, isn't it?
Yeah, I read that article that just got posted recently. Someone did like a big exclusive on it, and it's, you know, what you hear is true. Like, she was just is pretty an organic build,
and she had the talent, and people spotted that talent from a very early age. And you know, so many of the ideas that are coming to the world attention now, she had 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's insane.
And have you had a good reaction? I mean, if you want to check out the rest of the Kite String Tangle version of Tennis Court, which you just heard a snippet of there, it is on the SoundCloud page as well. Have you had a good reaction to that cover? Or have people who have loved the song sort of seen it as a little bit of a marketing move on your behalf?
Column A, column B. There's it had a really good reaction. Like, it came out very, very close to Lorde's album. That was sort of half coincidence. It wasn't even that planned. But it was interesting. I actually got a message on my Facebook page from Joel Little, who co-produced the song with her.
Yeah.
And he said that he's heard a lot of people butcher the song, and he'd heard mine, and he thought it was really beautiful.
Ah, that's nice. Oh, well, that
was it.
That's coming from the producer and the co-songwriter, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter what anyone else says.
Yeah, that was enough for me. That was a nice message to receive.
I want to talk, Danny, just before we wind up, I want to talk a little bit about your background as well. I know you know, the background with Pigeon we've sort of touched on a little bit, but I know you went to university at one point and you've studied music. What sort of a degree have you done, and what sort of studies in composition have you had up until this point?
I studied a Bachelor of Popular Music, majorly focusing on audio engineering, I guess. I learn a lot, and I think with those type of degrees, it's what you put in, which is what you're going to get out.
I've got to ask you this, because it's a Bachelor of Popular Music, do you now put BPM after your name?
Yep. Yep, Danny BPM. Yeah, pretty cool.
Danny, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Good to speak to you and find out a bit more about you. There's exciting times ahead. You're on your first national run of dates as a headlining artist because you've done a lot of support spots this year. So good luck with those shows and continue to enjoy them. I'm going to go out now with a piece that you actually feature on, which people can also find on Unearthed at the moment. It's from a Byron Bay artist called Elroy 4.0, and I have no idea of his background and how you've met. So can you kind of fill us in a bit more?
It's going to sound like I'm plugging Unearthed here, but I was actually searching through Unearthed, and I stumbled across his music, and I absolutely love it. And so I sort of SoundCloud stalked him for a bit and then asked him to collab, and then he said yes. And this happened about like 6 months ago, and it's only just sort of coming to fruition after mixing, and his debut album's just come out and it's on that. So
wow, fantastic. Is this the only song you've collaborated with him on?
Yeah.
And what sort of a guy is he?
Very chilled. He's from Byron Bay.
He comes from Byron Bay. I've got to check out the rest of his album because his track is a beauty as well. So here it is, Danny Harley, who is the Kite String Tangle. Thanks again for coming in. This track from Elroy 4.0. Is that how he says his name, not 4.0?
I've never heard him say it, actually.
Hello, I'm Elroy 4.0. He doesn't introduce himself like that. That's so strange. This is Elroy 4.0. The track is called Trinkets, featuring the Kite String Tangle. Good luck, Danny. Good to speak to you.
Cheers, man. My pleasure.
What am I supposed to do now? I find my way in the dark without you somehow. If only there was something to say, I'd help you get away. I'm out of your mind, I keep you in line. And borrowed love can't help you, and no, I can't protect you. It feels like you're on your own this time. These trinkets will remind you, you smile a lot. Thoughts keep stacking up.